When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Nobody ever prepares you for the first time you hit a deer with your car. But it is a very traumatizing experience. It speaks why mornings with Moose and Breezy, 585-252-9800. You can call or text. A very emotional morning for your fiance, Patrice.
I know. You were going to say my wife. Oh.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah, in 8 months. So this morning, I'm like getting ready for work. I'm bopping around and I feel like I have more time in the morning now. This is the first morning I've ever done it, but I've been bricking myself, so I don't have access to anything really on my phone, social media-wise, text message-wise. So I've been very present and in the moment. And I was having kind of a zen morning, and then all of a sudden I get this call from my fiancé, Patrice, and I missed it because I was rummaging around, and she texts me. She goes, you need to call me right now. I'm freaking out. So now I'm panicked. I call her. She's like, I literally smashed into a deer. And what do I do? Like, do I call the cops? Do I have to pull over? Am I going to jail? I'm like, no, you're not going to jail.
Am I going to jail? It's not a hit and run.
No. I was like, this is a one car accident. Like, you're totally fine. But we do need to obviously sort this through. And she was just panic stricken. And I remember hitting my first deer too. Like, it is scary. And I think that when we live here in Western New York, you know, it's easy for hitting a deer to just become like a regular thing. Like, I knew someone that hit a deer 4 times in 3 months. Like, they never even had their car. It was always in the shop. But you made a good point this morning. Hitting deer can be deadly.
Oh, yeah. Like, I can't stand, like, somebody had texted in earlier and was like, it's good luck. It's not good luck. You know how many people have died because a deer went through their windshield? It's not good luck.
It's scary.
It is.
It's scary. Like, driving your car at whatever speed you're going, 30 to 60 miles an hour, and blasting into this huge animal that's rock solid. Now there's fur in your grill. It's like,
I'm actually very surprised that she got away with the little damage that she had on her car. I mean, her taillight's busted. But
her,
I remember
her
headlight is all busted, and obviously there's, you know, little blood on the front end. Man, my car was not drivable. There was pieces all over the road.
And that's the thing, like when you hit a deer, it could be, oh, you know, my fender is bruised and dented, or it could be, no, I literally totaled my car. Like there's this wide spectrum, and I think with her, you know, it's just jarring having it be your first time hitting a deer or an animal in general. Yeah, but a deer is like huge.
And it's that time of the year, too. You have to pay extra. You have to be extra careful and pay attention.
Yeah.
Because look, I was at a red light and it came. Dude, this thing blasted out of the woods like it came out of a cannon. and just went full force at my driver's side door. I was at a red light on Vintage Lane in Greece. And it took off my mirror. And I just got the car fixed from hitting a deer a month ago.
That's like how it goes, though. That's how it goes. It's so crazy. Like, living here in these conditions, whether it be winter or, I mean, I've hit deer in the summer, too. Like, they're just constantly on the move. And it's so normal to us. I actually just asked my dad this last week when I was in Florida. I said, are there deer in Florida? And he's like, there are, but they're just like way smaller.
Yeah.
Because obviously like the living conditions are different. But animals are just wildly unpredictable. And driving around when you don't have, you know, really any idea when they're going to be popping out is like, it's terrifying.
There's no warning. I mean, how many of you have ever hit a deer with your car? What was that experience like?
Because deer hit you.
Yeah, it's not like they teach you this in driver's ed, how to deal with it emotionally.
Right.
Because I was sitting there and I didn't see it. That's how fast it was. You just hear the noise.
You don't see it. It's like it's lightning speed.
Yeah, I was doing
insane
70, and my whole front end of my car gone.
See ya. Gone with the wind. Gone with the deer.
You know.
See ya.
And that it was wild. But I pulled over. The fluids are all over the ground.
The thing. It's like your car could blow up. Like it's a whole rigmarole. So.
So as far as New York State, I mean, last year alone, there were, I think, 5 deaths reported from hitting a deer, but over 31,000 reports in New York State with tens of thousands of deer-related crashes yearly. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very common, especially in the state of New York and where we live in upstate, but it's scary. You have to be careful. Can you imagine if you're driving a Fiat?
Nope, not at all. The deer is bigger than the Fiat.
Or your Yaris. Oh, the Toyota Yaris. You would be done.
I can't remember if I did hit a deer with my Yaris. I hit so many things with the Yaris. It's hard to keep track, but yeah.
It's like when you're driving in pitch dark, there's no lights anywhere. All you see is their little freaking eyes.
Their beady eyes.
And it's like they're waiting. They're waiting for you to jump out. I never understood it. It's like, you see me coming.
Also,
come on.
You want to know what's crazy is like these deer will like literally get blasted by cars and then just walk off. They just like walk off. Like
yeah.
9 times out of 10, they won't die. But not that I want them to by any means, but it's the reality of the situation.
Yeah, no, you're right. We got a text. Who's this? Chris. Hit a deer last year. Car was absolutely totaled. The deer walked off. Still not over it. How is that possible?
Oh my gosh.
They totaled your car, but the deer was fine.
It really is.
Sounds like you were the one driving the Fiat. I'm so glad Patrice is okay, though.
No, me too.
I'm sure she's a little shaken
she's
up.
She's definitely shaken up. And she's like, my dad's going to be so mad. I'm like, you're 30.
Why is that's what she's worried about? Her dad's going to be pissed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have enough time.
No, because I do have a lot of questions.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, we acted out a scene from the new 2025 dark comedy film called Begonia. Starring Emma Stone
really and not sure.
Jesse Plemons. Before Breezy gets to her review of this film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie on yesterday's show for Mooster Peace Theater.
Right. Okay, look, where is my hair?
Your hair has been destroyed.
You shaved off my hair.
Yes, we shaved off your hair.
Why have you shaved off my hair?
To present you, prevent you from contacting your ship.
What ship?
Your mothership. Just say it.
Say what? What is happening?
We know exactly what you are. Say it. We want to hear you say it. Say you're an alien.
Fine, I'm an alien.
Really? That's the best you can do? You didn't even say it in your own language.
Will you please let me go? And get me the hell out of here? You people are crazy!
You're not running out of the room. You're chained to a bed. And cut. I thought you actually played that pretty well.
Well, I watched the scene and I like, literally the same cadence.
Well, because like, I gave you direction.
Well, I mean, I'm also an amazing actress, so.
Rotten Tomatoes did give this 87%. And basically the breakdown is two conspiracy-obsessed men kidnap the CEO of a major company when they become convinced she's an alien who wants to destroy Earth. I loved every second of this film. Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
No.
What do you mean?
Like, although it was literally came out like 2 months ago. No.
It's a classic.
It's really not. When and how did we get away from the classics? You're like, it's a classic, came out yesterday. Doesn't even have time to marinate enough to become a classic.
I know, but I was so excited about it. I wanted to make it known.
I know that you sat home over break with your blankie and a bucket of popcorn and watched this on your couch.
I did.
I know that for certain.
I did, minus the popcorn. Mm-hmm. All right, Breeze, let's get into it.
How did you even stumble upon this train wreck?
I got this new box for my TV, and it's got like all these new releases and movies. It's super.
Wait, everyone's been talking about.
Yeah,
this.
I shouldn't talk about it. It's illegal. Okay, so all right, let's get into this real quick. Obviously the movie didn't hold up according to you, even though this is probably based off of a true story. We don't know that yet.
Emma Stone, I think, did amazing.
She was great.
Didn't love the shaved head, but that wasn't her choice. Also, me not being able to stay on task and getting confused very easily. The honeybees. Like, what was the whole thing with that? I just don't understand the tie-in. Like, I don't get it. They were beekeepers?
Yeah, they were beekeepers.
What does that have to do with literally anything?
It ties in somehow to the movie.
Right.
It's great, though.
He goes, can't put my finger on it. Know it for certain.
Emma Stone was your favorite character in the film.
I think she did great. The guy, who was the guy?
Jesse Plemons.
The one that was holding her captive?
Yeah.
He looked like Haymitch from The Hunger Games.
Sure.
So there's that. Also, was this a South Korean film remade? That's what it says.
I believe so because
Save
I've seen
the Green Planet.
I've seen this director direct Emma Stone in another film. I forget the name of it, but it was dark. It was a dark film. William Dafoe was in it. I can't remember the name of it. Going back, let's circle back here. Did you feel like you learned anything from this film? What did you take away from it?
Maybe don't get so successful that you're wanted to be kidnapped. You know what I mean? Just kind of keep it low pro, mediocre, and not keep as much attention on yourself because there are a lot of weirdo freaks out there that will try to kidnap you and shave your head and lock you in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does happen.
That was something that I truly felt like was a lesson that I took away.
What was your favorite scene in the film?
Listen, I liked the beginning parts when she was just being a badass. You know, she rocked it. And then it kind of all went to downhill after that. Because she was just so certain in her character. She was who she was. She was the boss. She was on Forbes. She was doing all the things. And then it all just kind of went down.
Oh, yeah. The ending is the best part. And I really, truly, because it's a new movie, don't want to give away any spoilers. But best throwback moment of the film.
I'm just going to go with the fact that there was a lot of alien talk. It's giving E.T., you know?
That's not a throwback moment.
There's no throwbacks. It came out 2 months ago. What are you talking about?
Well, maybe. Listen, the guy's like nasty ass home that he lived in. There was a lot of throwbacks in there. The kitchen table, fine. Curtains, all that stuff.
I thought that it was Silence of the Lambs adjacent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that was my biggest throwback.
If you guys are just tuning in, we're reviewing Begonia.
No clue. Also, just for future reference, I don't know. We've been doing this show together for 3 years, so I'm not really sure how many times I have to say it. Not a fan of sci-fi. So no more sci-fi, please.
Again, most likely this was based off of a true story. Breezy, popcorn bucket score out of 5. What are you giving it?
Hard to follow. Bees were not really necessary. I hated Emma Stone's hair after they shaved it. The antifreeze bottle. It was a whole thing. Anyways, not one of my favorite picks. So I'm going to give it, you guessed it, a whopping 1.2 out of 5.
Worst score ever. I would have given it a 4.8. Let's get your brother on the
4.8?
Phone. Yes, this is the best movie I've seen all year. And granted, we're 6 days in, but still, I will watch it again immediately, any chance I get. It's that good, you guys.
Don't say that. My brother will be over this afternoon.
And you're Max?
Yeah.
You're more than welcome, buddy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
KPXY is free. And always will be.
How can anyone in their right mind cut another child's hair without asking the parent first?
What is going on? This
because
is something you do not do.
No, you just don't do it. What? You think you're doing them a favor? It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. We have Katrina on hold, waiting to speak with us this morning. And her story is absolutely, it's wild, you guys. 585-252-9800. What would you do if another parent decided to cut your child's hair without even asking? They were just trying to help.
Yeah.
Hi, Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I listen to you guys all the time. So thank you for doing what you do. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my queen.
You are just in turmoil right now.
Fully.
This is, I don't mean to laugh because obviously you're very pissed off. Tell us what happened.
I know, I am. I just, but it's not your fault. So I was trying to, you know, open well.
Yeah, open gently. Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, but yes, I'm so mad about this. And I love you guys. So I was hoping to get your hot take on this. So, my daughter, she went on a play date, about a week ago to her friend's house. She comes home and her bangs had been cut by the other mom.
Someone cut her bangs.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. It obviously probably the first thing you noticed too, right?
Yeah. She didn't call. She didn't text. She just decided my daughter's hair wasn't right, and she just was going to take scissors to it. And I was so angry.
I don't know a single parent that would do that.
I know. Okay. That's what I thought too, right? And my daughter, my sweet daughter, she looked so embarrassed. Because she thought that she had to let it happen.
Right. And you know, your daughter's how old?
She's 7.
It's okay, yeah. So when an adult said, come over here, I'm going to do this for you, she probably was like, okay. Okay. Please and thank you.
Right.
She's like, got
it. She's a good kid, and she listens to, you know, she listens authority. To adults, yeah. And so she thought that she had to let it happen. But like, who just cuts somebody else's kid's hair? That's my kid. That's my decision. And I reached out to the mom. Mom's a professional hairstylist. Okay. And
so
I reached out to her.
So?
And I said, I'm really confused. But
she thought because she's a hairstylist, she could just do that and not even ask you for permission. Explain that to me.
Yeah, right. What? That's diabolical. Yeah,
thank you. Make it make sense, right? So the mom says, I was trying to help. I'm a professional. This is what I do. I was trying to help. It's not like I'm going to charge you for it.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Really said
that. Can you
that?
Believe that? And she goes, oh, I'm sorry, I crossed the line. If I crossed the line, I really was just trying to help. And I was like, you know, some kind of help is the kind of help we all can do without. Thank you. You
no,
know?
Of course.
Also,
yeah.
Like, bangs are such a pain in the ass. If anything, she's adding more on your plate.
I mean, where did you leave off?
I mean, I don't want my daughter to lose her best friend over this, and so that's the other thing, is that I don't want to like make it hard for my kid socially. And I, so again, you know, I don't want my kid to lose her friend, but I definitely don't want her, you know, going on sleepovers at a friend's house after this.
I mean, this is absolutely criminal.
She comes home with fake veneers in her mouth. What, she's like now on Toddlers and Tiaras. We don't know.
I don't know a single parent that would go out of the way to cut another child's hair without asking their parent first.
Yeah.
I don't know a single person that would ever do that.
Even if you do that for a living, you still talk to the other mom first.
Correct. Well, be honest. Did she do a good job, though? Does it look nice?
It's okay.
Yeah, it looks okay.
It's fine. But like...
okay.
But that's not...
That wasn't the choice that you wanted to make.
But like you said, I don't want to do the maintenance of keeping her in bangs, and growing it out is such a pain.
Yeah, this is probably...
Yeah, bangs are wild.
Listen,
sure.
If she does this and thinks it's okay, now the next time you send your daughter over there, now that's the only thing on your mind. What is she going to do now? I mean, you got to set some serious...
What is she going to do now? Yeah.
A perm.
Yeah, and the kid doesn't even like it. You know, she's just like, it looks fine, but she, you know, but she doesn't really like it all that much because she's never had bangs in her life.
Katrina, let's get to some texts coming in right now because a lot of people have a lot to say about this. 585-252-9800. You guys can call or text this morning. What would you do if another parent cut your child's hair without asking you? Thank you so much for your call this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Hey, chin up.
Chin up, Katrina. Keep high and tight. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much for the original message, too. Have a great day, okay?
Oh, you guys, too. Happy New Year. Be well.
You, too. Thanks. You know, I guess now question is whether or not you would let your child continue to see a friend after something like this. Because it's not like her daughter's friend did anything wrong.
Trust was betrayed.
You know, it was
the
mom.
That's what it is.
Let's hear from some of you guys this morning. Somebody just texted in, oh, heck no, I don't play like that. Too many parents like this Katrina mom are way too patient today. If someone cut my daughter's hair without asking, I would be at the front door with scissors myself. Mm-hmm. People play around too much. They're too brave. The answer is yes, and the friendship immediately. Nicole says, who gives a favor with scissors without asking? You have every right to be upset. I don't care if she's a stylist. Boundaries are boundaries.
I think it's just like so hard because, you know, as a parent, you're cutting off a potential really nice friendship for your child. But the only way that I see it continuing and you feeling okay about it is if the child is coming to you. The trust has been completely broken for your child going over to that house because you don't know if they're going to come back with a tattoo next. Okay, that's a little dramatic, but you know what I mean. It's just like you don't know what's going on when she's under the care of that mom.
No kidding, that's what I'm saying.
What happened the first time is honestly less than to be desired. So
you're going to be stressed out all the time. Let me take a call from Jessica. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. All right. So I had another thought about this whole situation. I totally agree with everybody saying that absolutely the mom crossed the line. And, you know, Katrina's being really nice about it, trying to help her daughter have good social interaction, whatever. My instant thing that I thought about is, oh, I think we need to have a talk, mom and daughter, about being able to stand up for yourself. Yeah. 'Cause at 7,
100%.
That instantly, my mom, like, radar went up, and I was like, ooh, I love that she listens to adults and she's a good kid, but you have to know if something doesn't feel right, you have to speak up. And that's where, like, my fear came in, and I was like, oh, no, I have to say something, because it's just a scary world we live in. I mean, if moms are crossing the lines of, you know, taking advantage of a situation because I'm entitled because I'm a stylist.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't make,
I
you know.
Mean, what if this was a mom's boyfriend is just going to go take him out for ice cream? Do you have to ask?
Yeah. Of course you do. Yeah. You know, Kara's saying the same thing. She says it's not just hair. It's about teaching your daughter she has control over her own body.
Yeah.
Right.
Because maybe this is like a good, like, opening for her to have that conversation. So, like, as much as, like, the whole situation, it's all messed up. The mom did, you know, the mom that cut the hair shouldn't have done that. She needs to own it and just say, hey, you know, I realized I was doing that. If you want me to, like, pay for your daughter to have the maintenance in between from bangs to transitioning out, I should do that because, you know, maybe you don't want me to cut your daughter's hair. Because I took the liberty of doing that, but I'll pay for it to be corrected.
It sounds like bangs. It sounds like bangs are a lot of work.
Sure.
Yes.
A lot of maintenance. Yes.
Sure.
Jessica, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Ashley says, you know, just because this woman cuts hair, she thinks she has the right to cut another child's hair without asking, and that's not how it works.
Right.
I do spray tanning, but I'm not spraying down my daughter's friend because she's pale all winter. People are ridiculous. Katrina did the right thing, yes, by confronting the mom, because that is a conversation, obviously, that needs to be had.
Yep.
She needs a better apology, though.
Absolutely.
It's not like I'm going to charge you for it. Oh, that makes it all better,
okay,
then.
Okay, but you can actually take on the bill of me going to the hairdresser every, 2 to 3 months to get those bangs trimmed up. Please.
Then that's the moral of the story. No one touches your child without permission.
Mm-hmm. And there it is.
PXY Mornings, you got Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Julian. Every weekday while you listen to 98 PXY at work, I share the latest celebrity tea with you with my Dirty and 30. You're just after 10:30 later this morning, The Julia Show, and the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.